Well, good morning, everybody. And hi, Doc. How you doing?
Doing fine.
That's good. Dr. Stephen Gainey, superintendent of Randolph County Schools, with us this morning. Okay. And we're going to go over some stuff because I know we're heading down the end of the line here, so to speak. May's
We're getting close to the end of the year.
May's an absolute insane month as far as, you know, involving teachers, involving staff, involving pretty much anybody having to do with the school system. So we're going to get to all that in just a second here. Last show that we did, we talked about testing a lot and talked about a particular company called Pearson who administers the test. And last that I heard, about 23 different states. And our feedback on that was just absolutely tremendous. Primarily folks wanting to know, who do we contact to ask questions about this? Now, the best that I could come up with is probably going to be the superintendent of North Carolina Public Schools, which is over in Raleigh. The first question I've gotten, I really don't know, is that particular position, is that an appointed position or an elected position?
No, the state superintendent position is an elected position.
It is? Okay.
The state superintendent leads the administration of the Department of Public Instruction out of Raleigh. So a lot of things come to us, whether it be curriculum or the testing program, where we manage it locally. Mm-hmm. But that would probably be the appropriate starting point, is because those are state directives. You know, we have end of grade tests in grades three through eight that we give.
Mm-hmm.
We have end of course tests that we give at the high school level. And we actually give the math one to some eighth graders who are taking math one in eighth grade. All the state testing directives come out of Raleigh, out of the Department of Public Instruction.
And you said this was an elected position. This is a great thing about doing interviews like this, when you come in ignorant on things, okay? What is the term on that particular?
A 4-year term.
It is a 4-year term. Okay, does it run concurrent with the governor's term, or is it, a midterm election? Because I don't remember seeing anything as far as anybody running for that position this time.
You know, I think it is aligned with the governor term. I do. I've never even thought about that until you asked that.
Just wondering.
It seems to always come up in the big election year. Mm-hmm. So I would have to say, I just never thought about it, but I'm pretty sure it's aligned with the governor term.
Okay. So for you folks who said, okay, what do I do? Who do I get a hold of? That's your best bet is going to be the superintendent of public instruction from North Carolina. You can look that up online. The one thing I'll say about Raleigh, most of these places do have phone numbers that you can call if you want to call. I think all of them have email addresses if you want to put something down in black and white. So that's your best bet right there. Okay, now let's move on to some more good stuff, shall we? It is that time of year, and it is coming up very, very soon. And Tim, the spin doctor over here, reminded me, our first graduation's 8 days away. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Randolph Early College High School is May 20 at 10 a.m. at Journey Church in Ashboro.
Wow.
And then we take a little bit of time off, and then we get to the last day of school when all the traditional schools' graduations are on June 8th. And they're on campus. Everybody's graduation's on their school campus except for URA Ridge 612, which has theirs. They also will be at Journey Church as well.
Okay. And it looks like they're all on June the 8th at 6, 7, or 8 o'clock.
Everything is 6. You have Trinity High School in Eastern Randolph at 6. Random and High and Southwestern Randolph High School at 7. URA Ridge 612 at 7. Providence Grove High School and Wheatmore High School at 8. And you see a little bit of some connection there. Providence Grove and Eastern, they do the 6 and 8 because we have some aunts and uncles, grandparents have kids at both schools. And then Wheatmore and Trinity work the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Trinity does 6. Wheatmore does at 8 because we have some family connected to both schools. So I've always appreciated the way the principals work together on these events because we want our families to be able to enjoy the time with their loved ones and also be able to celebrate their successes.
Sure. And most of these, I'm assuming, are going to be held like out on the football field. Is that correct?
Yeah, okay. Everything will be scheduled for the football field. But you know what, people, sometimes when I think about this business and I've been in for 29 years, you know, sometimes people don't think about what really is going on because they've never experienced it.
Right.
But I will promise you that on June 8th, there'll be some high school principals that'll have a lot on their minds because they will have not only the football stadium set up, but they'll also have the gym set up. And it won't just be them, because to have a high school graduation and do it right, it takes everybody. And that's one of the beautiful events on a high school campus, is to see the whole faculty come together in support of the children. So when you go to any one of these high schools, you're going to see them prepare for inside or outside, because you can't start preparing inside at 5 o'clock when the thunderstorm comes up. And but let's hope we all get them outside. That's the best setting. But our high school principals, just very proud of them and very proud of their staff members, because it takes the whole group to do the event right, whether it's inside or outside, and they all do it right.
And once again, we can't do anything about the weather, because I remember my kids were in school. You sat through one where you thought you were going to melt. You sat through another one where you just hoped that the thunderstorm didn't come in before it was over with. And the one thing we never had to worry about, though, I don't think was actually being cold at anybody's graduation. Yeah. So it can be interesting around here. But then once again, that's June the 8th. Please, you may want to write that down on the calendar, because honestly, if you're going out to eat that night or planning on going anywhere around the area, chances are things are going to be pretty crowded around.
Graduation night is always an exciting night in Randolph County, and it's exciting in every one of the communities, and I always enjoy it. Graduation is probably my favorite school event of everything across the board. I love being a high school principal. I love graduation, and I still love going to graduation ceremonies and seeing our principals and our staff members and our kids work together to make it a special event.
Plus, you get some time off after that, right?
Well,
is that a bonus? I mean,
I'm not really time off. We're already looking at next year, and so it just all kind of merges together.
All right, a couple of things that were going on. This is absolutely wonderful here. It really, really is. Students from Asheboro City Schools, Randolph County School System, you are a charter academy, and with the aid of community volunteers, other students, we had a Special Olympic Spring Games, and that was at Southwestern Randolph on the 3rd of May. This is just a tremendous thing.
Yes, it is, and we have not had that event since May of 2019. And, you know, when you start looking at children and you start watching, you know, what children are really about, that's one of those events that just brings it all out. Seeing everybody out there smiling and having fun, and there's student helpers or students competing, their staff members. It was just a great event. And, you know, it's one of those that, again, that's kind of hit me kind of head on. You didn't realize how long it's been since we've had it until you're standing there on the track at Southwestern Randolph High School. And I want to say a big thank you to Brian Hodge and his staff for opening up the stadium. I don't know if it's ever been anywhere else, but I've been here 9 years, and every year it's been held there that I've been involved with.
Excellent. Also, you had some retirees coming through this year, and some folks with a lot of years of service, and all those folks were honored on the 10th of May over at AVS.
There again, we haven't had that event since May of 2019, and, you know, that's a very special event. I told the crowd there the other night, I'd always heard of retirement banquets and been involved with retirement banquets, but the years of service recognition is special. I'd never seen that put into that kind of banquet until I came here, and I really like that part as well, because, you know, when we have people putting in 20, 25, of course, 25 is our first recognition level, but, you know, 25 years committed to children deserves recognition.
That's a long time.
You know, and if we could do more, we would, but not just recognizing retirees, but recognizing years of service and years of commitment and just years of effort towards helping children is just we don't go wrong by doing that. That's a great thing all the time.
Now, I got to mention one place. Tim and I were talking about it before you came in here this morning. It's called NCAT. There are two of them. One is out on the coast. The other one is in Cullowhee, North Carolina, that I'm vaguely familiar with. Let's just put it that way. You've got some folks going to NCAT. Is that right?
We do, and we have a very special teacher, Sarah Moore, who's been selected for she's a nominee for the Career and Technical Education Teacher of the Year Award through NCAT, and we'll see where that process takes Sarah. It could wind up in October of her being out at some professional development, but I feel very good about her chances in that process, because she's an excellent teacher, very talented individual, and just in her classroom yesterday, and just the wonderful work she does as an agricultural teacher at URI Ridge. So hope for the best. She's our nominee for Career Technical Teacher of the Year for NCAT.
So the question is this a typo on here that they say they get the teacher of the year gets a $55,000 cash prize? Is that right?
No, it's a $5,000.
Oh, good. Okay. It's
$2
sign.
Size, not
See,
$2.
This is what happens when you try it without glasses. That's what happens there. Okay. Now I see the extra dollar sign on there. All right. $5,000. That's okay. Nothing to sneer at anyway. So anyway, anything else going on, Doc, we need to know about?
No, other than I know people are proud of their kids, and I'm extremely proud of the kids in our school system, extremely proud of the staff. Just the effort that's been made for all these years, and particularly the last two. And here we are, we have things getting really back to what we're used to, recognizing children, and it's just really fun to watch. I've been to two CARE graduations at two different elementary schools in last week, wards assemblies, just seeing the kids again, it's being recognized is just tremendous. And I just want to say a big thank you to the staff, because it's not been easy on anybody. It's not been easy on our kids. It's not been easy on our staff. And it's not been easy on our parents. But what I appreciate and will forever appreciate is no one backed down from the challenge of we need to have school every day if we can and keep the school doors open. And that's what we did. And it's I'm just so proud of everybody. And I'm glad to see where we are now, looking back where we've been the last couple of years with some things.
And Randolph County actually was one of the few school systems that did not shut down at all.
The only time we shut down was when the state shut everybody down in the spring of 2020, and very proud of our students, our staff, our parents, our board members, our community members. Everybody stayed behind us the whole time, and it played out well for our school system.
Excellent. Once again, we want to remind you, graduation May the 20th for Randolph Early College. The rest of them are going to be June the 8th. You may want to mark that day on your calendar. There's a lot of graduations going on that night. Once again, June the 8th is the major graduation night. Doc, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim Moody, the doctor of spin over here with us too. Y'all have a good day.